Jess and Ducko.
It is International Women's Day, Jessica. Happy International Women's Day to you.
Thank you. And to you, sir. I mean, this day, whatever it does represent for you, I think it's about celebrating and championing the great women that are in our lives, ones that are in your family, your friendship circle, in the workplace, and ones you don't, that you take inspiration and courage from. We know that there are many issues facing women in today's modern world, and I think days like this is just about stopping down and thinking, all right, what are we doing to make tomorrow better for the women of today, but also the next generation?
Yep.
And you know, 4 months ago, I welcomed the next generation into my own family. I had a daughter named Lucia. There she is. God love her. Happy International Women's Day to all the young ones out there, especially. But I spent a bit of time this week, Ducko, reflecting on International Women's Day and how I guess it's changed for me as a mum, specifically as a mum of a girl. And I've just written a little something to Luch, and I tried to read it to her last night, but she's 4 months old and she didn't really react.
She didn't get it? She wasn't giving you what you needed?
I got my mum to write her a letter too, and she even voice recorded it. She seemed to smile at my mum's voice, but I thought I'd share with you and our wonderful community this letter I've written, because I think it goes beyond just my daughter and it's to all the daughters out there. Dearest Lucia, when I first found out you were inside me, the size of a green olive, I had so many feelings. And if I'm honest, which I will always try to be, one of the biggest was fear. But that fear was really about my own abilities or potential inabilities as a mum. When I found out you were a little girl some weeks later, there were so many feelings again. And in amongst the joy of dreaming of this little best friend, a mini me, to share in life's adventure, there was that fear again. But this time it was for you. It's International Women's Day today, and there isn't a simple hashtag or slogan that easily sums up this day for us. It's a day to talk about gender equality and inequality, to champion and celebrate women, and spotlight the issues, both challenging, discriminatory, and yes, in some cases, life-threatening, that women face in today's modern world. But if I'm honest, my darling, I hope you never know about International Women's Day. I hope by the time you're old enough to understand these concepts, these issues, they don't exist anymore. My greatest hope for you is a world that is open, that is safe, that is equitable, and most importantly, that is kind. I don't want you to ever feel that your gender is the reason you can't hope for something, can't strive for something, can't succeed at something. I don't want you to ever find out you're being paid less than a male colleague. I don't want your passion for sport or science or tech or anything we would call today male-dominated to not be flamed. I don't want your career opportunities diminished because you might one day choose to be a mum yourself. I don't want you to be scared walking back to your car after the sun goes down. I know children are like little sponges, so every day I ask myself, am I worth copying? Am I embodying everything I want you to be? And the truth is no. I am still learning to stand up for myself, to speak my mind, to call out injustice when I see it, to not back down, to not be scared. But in some very important ways, yes, I am worth copying, my little love. I will teach you the art of adventure, of looking for the fun in life, of gratitude and resilience. I've read The Resilience Project 3 times. I will always champion and celebrate the strong, amazing women that we know, like your Nana Lee and Gigi, and the ones we don't. I will teach you to straighten other women's crowns without telling the world it was ever crooked. I will encourage you to go after what you want, to be afraid and do it anyway. I will teach you how to find the joy and excitement in life's littlest pleasures, so even on the darkest day, you can find a reason to smile, like I do. I hope the ideals of International Women's Day and the good work being done by wonderful women and fantastic men today make this an equal, safe and kind world tomorrow for you, my sweet Luch.
Aww.
Love, mummy.
Oh, well done. Well said.
It's really one of those things, isn't it, Ducko, when we talk about what world we want for tomorrow, for ourselves and for the next generation. It's about the steps and the conversations that we're having today. And whatever today does look like for you, whether you're coming to a lunch, whether your workplace is doing a morning tea,
yep.
I think it's about how we move forward to eradicate the issues, the problems, and bridge that gap that it's still prevalent today.
Totally.
So, you know, whether you put something on Instagram or social media or whether it's just a conversation you have with your daughter and your son, I think it's just nice to stop down and reflect sometimes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well said. It was very
you.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
Do you think you'll keep that for when she's older?
Do you know what's funny? I just penned that on my phone, obviously. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think I would like to. And it's so beautiful doing this job, isn't it? Because I can keep this conversation audio, that we're having. And that's what I said to my mum. I said, oh, I've got your audio forever, but I want you to handwrite it and I'll frame it. I'll put it in her room because these are the conversations I don't hurt to ever want to lose.
Totally.
And to reflect on as she comes up in the world too. So, yes, absolutely. I think I'll...
Play her this break when she's old.
Oh, I think
this
so
chat.
Too.
And Lucia, maybe if you're listening to this in like a decade's time, it was also from Uncle Ducker.
Absolutely. Love Uncle Ducker.
Just chuck me in there
absolutely.
Too. Well said.
Thank you, Chairman.
Very
thank
well
you.
Said.
That was the Jess and Ducko podcast. This is it. The new McCrispy. It's the next big thing. Try today at Macca's. Available after 10:30 a.m.